Russian President Dmitry Medvedev today recognized the breakaway republics of South Ossetia and Abkhazia in Russia's neighboring country, Georgia. This is the site of the war earlier in August. This has triggered condemnation and concern around the world. NPR's Greg Pfeiffer is with us from Moscow. Greg, welcome back. And what has been the response from the U.S. and other foreign countries to this statement by Moscow?
Well, the response has been swift and strong. Britain said it categorically rejected Russia's move today. Germany said the action was absolutely unacceptable. The reaction from U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was that it was regrettable. Russia itself, in the ceasefire that it signed with Georgia, ending its 10 days of conflict, said that the future status of the two regions would be open to future negotiations. So while there has been strong international condemnation, however, there isn't much of a sense that the West can do much about it. The West simply doesn't have many levers of pressure to force Russia to change its decision in any way.
Let's back up 24 hours. The Russian parliament passed these resolutions yesterday saying we should recognize South Ossetia and Abkhazia as independent little mini republics. And this is these two places are the source of a lot of trouble between Moscow and Georgia. And so today, Mr. Medvedev says, yes, we're going to go ahead and do that. How does that change things there?
The fact that he announced it so soon after the Russian parliament passed non-binding resolutions calling on him to recognize the independence of these two regions was quite a surprise. And this really does change a lot now. It's putting Russia on a direct collision course with the West over the status of these two regions.
I'm going to get to the moment that may come in this collision course as early as tomorrow. But first, you were on this conference call with the foreign minister earlier today. There are more statements about what Russia intends to do in the region. What was that?
With the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, he said that that Russia had been trying to solve this issue peacefully for years, and that Georgia's attack on South Ossetia earlier this month had changed everything. He said that this was genocide against the South Ossetians, and he said that Russia had just simply been forced to accept their request to recognize their independence, that this was the only way to preserve Russia's own dignity. Talking about the future, he said that Russia doesn't fear international isolation. He had said that common sense would prevail about this issue.
We spoke earlier about this idea of a collision course. NATO warships, including U.S. warships, are in the Black Sea. They are on humanitarian missions, declared humanitarian missions, delivering supplies to the Georgian city of Poti on the west coast of Georgia on the Black Sea. A Russian general who's been quite active in speaking out on what's going on in Georgia says today, we don't know what's on those ships. We don't believe they're humanitarian supplies. And he's made some very threatening statements.
Yes, and everybody's going to be watching this tomorrow because the United States says it will begin unloading humanitarian aid in the port of Poti tomorrow. Russia has been saying all along that it suspects the U.S. For sending humanitarian aid on warships, which it says is unnecessary. Today, the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said while the port of Poti is open, that Moscow suspects what he called Washington's battleship diplomacy. Now, Russia says it reserves the right to check any cargo coming into Poti, and we'll have to see what happens tomorrow. There could be a physical confrontation, although I think most people think that a conflict won't erupt, although the situation will be incredibly tense, to be sure.
NPR's Greg Pfeiffer from Moscow. Greg, thank you.
You're welcome.